I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
Yes, truly, it's been 7 million years, but we're back.
Well, especially too, like, Tori and I recorded fairly early last week when we covered, and then you and I, it's supposed to be both of us, and we are just, like, literally hot messes and just couldn't make it work until Saturday, which is, it's how we are.
Yep.
Called Mess Magnets. They know.
It's not professional magnets, okay? It's mess magnets. You didn't come here for a professional.
Imagine we pivot the podcast and we start answering people's questions about, like, HR and stuff. Like,
well, I could not, because I would say fight everyone. Oh, my gosh. But no, you and Tori did such a good job, obviously.
Ugh. Thank you.
I know. And I just, it's been so fun. And it was so great meeting messengers. Like, are you kidding me? Chicago was so much fun. Shout out to messengers that had merch on. And yes. Wink, wink, you know, I feel like I helped people out. I'll just say that. I told you pre-show.
Yeah, Sasha was telling me all about the trip. It sounds like it was so much fun. It sounds like so many messengers were there. Ugh. And they were showing up in their UMass crew necks, which we did say was the uniform, even though Sasha did not wear it.
The teacher never wears the uniform. No, next time I will. I promise. Oh, my God.
No,
I was just trying to be cute, but I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, so you're saying that our crew neck isn't cute, Sasha?
Because no, I was trying to be, like, very cute.
Sasha was like, I want to be hot.
Yeah. No, oh, I'm going to figure it out is my point.
We'll figure something cute out. It's going to happen. And hopefully there's an event that I'm able to attend soon because I am missing so much.
Ugh. I wish you were there because the girlies were out. It was great.
Yeah, it sounds like it was one of the, like, best events in a long time, too, which, like, obviously all of them are great, but it just seems like this one was, like, extra great, so.
And not a lot of mess, which I was bored. I'm just kidding. But, you know, listen, my bestie Rob wasn't sharing too much mess with me.
Listen, if we could get an event somewhere where it costs less than $1,000 for me to get there, that would be phenomenal. Or if, you know, listen – if any of the messengers out there are in their, like, sugar mama era and want to pay for my
No, or you could be flying standby. I'm sure we have some airplane people.
Maybe we could figure it out. Does anyone work for an airline? Can anyone help me out?
That's what I'm saying.
I actually have a friend who works for an airline who's helped me before, but we just, like, haven't been in touch like that.
Real.
Where, like, it would be so shitty of me to be like, hey.
Yeah. I know what you mean. That's funny. Oh, my God. We'll figure this out. Hashtag get Kirsten to life.
Hashtag get Kirsten, period.
Hashtag get Kirsten.
Get her.
That just sounds so bad. Like, we're trying to, like, get you from, like, whatever Canadian IRS is or something.
That's okay. I'm glad y'all had fun. I'm glad the messengers were there. I'm glad people are showing up in their crew necks.
Period.
And if you saw people in their Gorgina UMass crew necks at the event and you were like, I feel left out because I don't have a UMass crew neck, you can go to robhaswebsite.com/shop and you can pick one up as well because they are super cute and super comfy. Mm-hmm. I'm literally obsessed.
I'm wearing it right now.
She is so cozy. I'm actually jealous. I think mine's in the laundry right now.
Oh my god.
So yeah, if you want to be cutie like us in your UMass crew necks, you can go buy them. As well, just for the patrons, there is some patron exclusive merch. Keep an eye out for that. Sasha and I are gonna wear it as soon as it comes in the mail.
Yeah, and we have something planned for it. So
yeah, y'all are gonna lose it. So just if you want to match with us with the patron exclusive, you have to join the Patreon. So that's
yes,
like robhaswebsite.com/patron, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you don't can find me. You know how to find Rob as a podcast.
If you know, on you know.
Platforms. Yeah. We also haven't gotten any 5-star reviews in a little bit. So if people want to leave us a 5-star rating and review, we would appreciate it. It would make us feel good. We live for the 5-star reviews. If we don't get 5-star reviews, we die, honestly. Not that actually.
Mentally, at least. Anyway, okay, let's move because we're a mess. Love us. But yes, thank you everyone seriously for all your support. We are so grateful. And yes, the live show is coming up now. We have like a full-on plan. That's all we can say for now.
Period.
It's just waiting on Canadian things to connect Canada. Basically.
Listen, Canadians
need to Canadian and we will make it happen. That's all we can tell you right now. All right, perfect. So I think let's start with something like a little bit ridiculous that I said you couldn't read ahead of time.
I am waiting because every time you say I'm not allowed to read something before the podcast, it's always the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. So y'all know Kel from Kenan and Kel, right? Kel Mitchell. So Kenan is the one, right, on SNL. Whatever, living its life, living his life. Kel has been around here and there. Kel actually came to OU when I was there and like did a whole thing. And we went to see him like at the union. Yeah. So he did like, I think like a stand-up special or something. So anyway, it's just Kel be out here too. So he went on Club Shay Shay podcast. If people don't remember Club Shay Shay, it's of course Shannon Sharpe's podcast. Kel has been on it, of course. Cat Williams, okay, who kicked off 2024 for us, was on there. Monique went on there, right? Amanda Sales was on there. The podcast is the clickbaiting. Not clickbait. It's like sensationalizing everything. So
it's popping off this year.
Yeah, correct. It's having its moment. So Kel goes on with Shannon, and Kel claims that his now ex-wife, okay, I don't want to say her name because I feel like it's just mean. So ends up cheating on him and got pregnant by multiple men during their marriage. And so Shannon goes, wait, what? What? Who? And then he said, yeah. You know, I would go for work. I'd come back. And then I just like end up realizing that she's cheating on me. And then she's pregnant. That's how he said it. Like even keeled, Kirsten.
Okay, just, wait. Like, so
as a matter of fact.
Kel Mitchell was on Nicole Byer's podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Like within the last 6 months.
See, that makes sense.
And I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember what was said.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there was like an off vibe when I listened to this episode of Why Won't You Date Me? The choice of the episode was the celibacy choice.
Oh, and well, yeah. Like this is apparently she be out here.
Well, but on the podcast, I feel like he's talking about his relationship with his wife. Like he hasn't had multiple wives, has he? Or has he?
It's a first wife, so I think maybe not.
Okay. Well. Anyways.
Yes. Okay. He does have two wives. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like he was talking about
his second marriage right now.
Okay, I feel like he was mostly talking about his current relationship then.
Oh, interesting. But anyways,
I feel like there's like a weird off vibe. So you might want to listen to that episode of Why Won't You Date Me Later to get the full context.
Yes. So basically he's like, he shares, right? Like, I ended up getting married to my ex-wife because we had another baby. And they did like terminate that pregnancy. And then I guess they had a baby after. Then later, she ends up telling me that the pregnancy that was terminated wasn't his child. Then
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, correct. Then they like keep, you know, they're talking more, and Shannon's like, you know, like, was the marriage like the same right after this revelation? And Kella's like, no, you know, this was the beginning, right? Like, we really started with the lie. And then within the process of all of that, he's now on TV, so he doesn't have time to, like, I guess, be, you know, in a relationship or deal, sorry, with a relationship and be fully in it, because like he's now working a lot. So then, of course, he's like on Nickelodeon, right? And then he says she's gotten pregnant another time when they weren't having sex. And he even caught her with one of her friends in a hotel lobby.
No.
Yeah. And again, this is from him, but he says that, oh, I got in the car and he's driving around. He sees her car at the hotel. He goes to the lobby, and then it turns out that this guy just like comes walking down the lobby about to go to the car, and it was his car that she was driving. So he's like, okay.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So whose car was she driving?
His, right? So she's like, he sees quote unquote her car, as in like their car.
Okay.
I guess this guy is about to get into that car. So he's like, oh, what's up? Like, take me upstairs. What's going on? And that, he says, is the last straw, because he was allegedly like receiving a call from a man who said like him and his wife wanted to be together, blah, blah, blah. And they were married from 99 to 2005. And they do have two children together.
And he was pretty young between 1999 and 2005, right?
Yes. But of course, she is saying that this is all a lie. She put up a TikTok and says, like, she never cheated, let alone got pregnant by other men. She's also making it known that, like, you know, there's DNA tests to back up, you know, whatever.
Isn't he alleging that the pregnancies that weren't his were terminated? So how would there be DNA tests?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Exactly. And then she's like claiming that he's a deadbeat dad. So it's just and then she's like, dude, are you okay? This is the story. I guess he's been telling people, and I'm sure the story has morphed into 5 different men. I don't even know. You're trying to get people to not like me, and I'm some, like, you know, W word, and this will, you know, somehow change the reality of what happened.
This is also like, so they divorced in 2005.
Yeah,
which means that like the youngest their second kid could be is 19. So it's like, you have adult ass children that are gonna see this and hear this, and you are going out in public and talking about their mom this way. Like, whether it's true or not true, I honestly don't even care. That's like so fucked up.
Exactly. That's why I was like, no, you can't hear this ahead of time, because
I'm deeply disturbed.
Yeah. And then there's like, and then there's other stuff as well, where she said, like, I remember when I came home early. Again, this is very alleged, everyone. Early to Nick Cannon wearing a full cheerleading uniform, including the briefs, doing cheers on my bed for my ex-husband, Kel Mitchell, to cheer him up because he cheated on me.
Okay. Wait. So
Kel, is this getting worse? Is the
wait? Point. Kel's children are 22 and 24.
Yep. Checks out.
This article just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And his child from the oldest, like one of his older children, literally said, like, oh yeah, I had a father. It just wasn't like Kel. So yeah. It seems like his own children are like.
Oh, that's interesting. See?
Like saying, oh, like the child is saying, oh, I begged to take over my stepdad's last name.
Oh,
like that's
interesting.
Like, oh, Kel got both of the children DNA tested to confirm that they were yours. But meanwhile, their stepdad stepped up and took over the role that you let go.
See?
And so they like literally the kids both took their stepdad's last name because they didn't want people to look up and see that they were related to Kel Mitchell. So like, it seems like there's more to the story.
Oh, there. Listen, I don't know that I believe. Oh, but yeah.
I think the kids were like in the comment section of this podcast and posting on their dad's social media. See? Like, no, this is
lies.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I didn't see the kids posting part. So that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's what I needed to share because I don't know that I trust it, but I think that's hilarious. Like this situation.
Yeah. Oh, and so I guess. Ridiculous. And I guess in 2022, his daughter, that is like saying all this stuff now, had posted like a TikTok and aired him out on TikTok literally 2 years ago, too. See? So, yeah.
Of course. I'm like trying to go on the podcast to see, here's the actual podcast, to see if his kids have responded on here. No, is it probably top?
Yeah, and the eldest, so his eldest son is Nick, he's 24, and his daughter's Allure, who's 22.
Wow.
And then his other kids with his new wife are 6 and 4, so that's like a huge gap in age between your kids.
Good Lord. Yeah, so it just, again, it could be the mom is 1,000,000% right, and he just be saying to say. But either way, I just think this is so ridiculous. Like, all of it.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What is happening?
Regardless of what's true, what's not true, wherever the truth lies, again, it doesn't really matter, but it is just wild to go on a podcast and say all of this stuff. When, like, again, literally, your kids are her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they see that, and they see how you talk about their mom. So, do you expect to just, like, say whatever you want, and you're not going to get any pushback from kids who are clearly closer with their mom than you? Like, I just think, I don't know what he's trying to pull, but this is, I feel like, a weird vibe.
100%. That's what I'm saying. It's just, I was like, if this is true, city girls are up 1,000,000, and we never lose it. So I want it to be true, if that makes sense. But, you know, I don't want it true for the sake of the kids, but for toxic girlies all over, I would love for it to be true. That's all.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, yes, that is, you know, shout out Kel Mitchell. And it's not a Dan Schneider reason we're bringing him up.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he doesn't really...
No, he doesn't
speak on that stuff.
Based on when we're talking about a Nickelodeon star, and it's not. Laura McGreevy also came out, by the way. And then a lot of backlash on Quiet on the Set that they like low key were not forthcoming about why they're recording people or why they were interviewing people.
Oh, so. That is sketchy as hell. Mm-hmm. Oh, and okay, did you ever watch the like bonus episode of Quiet?
No,
on Set?
I didn't
because it was like. I feel like they just heard a lot of the criticism that they mostly spoke to white cast members for the most part. Mm. And so it was basically just like a round table with the couple of black cast members that they had spoken to, bringing them back on to share more and talk more. Like it was
gross.
It was weird. They did address the like weird interview that Dan Schneider did right after where one of his former like cast members is
from iCarly. Was that an iCarly or Drake and Josh? I forget. Yeah, I think Drake and Josh.
It was one of the two. I can't remember, but it took up a great point that I hadn't realized that the man interviewing Dan Schneider about how everything's fine was an adult when he was working on those
Yeah,
sets.
Yeah.
Not that like I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Like I thought it was like the one child star who was willing to speak up for him. But
no.
He had always been an adult working with him. So it's like, okay.
He was at the movies, movie theater guy. I think that was him. So I remember that character. I just can't remember it was which Miranda Cosgrove show.
Okay, should we move on to the next?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, speaking of the IRS.
I know, right? Oh my God, we're back with Chrisley drama, which other stuff had taken over. Like, we meant to talk about the Chrisley
this, sister. Like, literally 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. But a federal jury did find Julian Todd guilty of conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Pay your taxes, everyone. Conspiracy to, of course, defraud the United States and tax fraud. And Julie is actually also convicted of wire fraud, but they've denied all the charges, which, like, be serious.
Yeah, of course they're going to deny all the charges. They're trying to get out.
I know.
It's just a mistake.
It's so funny. But what had come out, which I personally was way more into, I will say, was the Chrisley sisters drama. So
this took me out.
Yes. So basically, the Chrisley sisters have always like had a falling out. So Savannah Chrisley is the oldest. No, sorry. Yeah. Lindsay is the oldest. Savannah is the youngest. It's just and basically Lindsay has never gotten along. Like, I used to watch the show.
Yes.
And it was very much like Lindsay had married someone, and I think they're divorced now, but anyway, at that time, you know, that wasn't who Todd liked. And Lindsay, I think, is a child with Todd's first wife, so there's a lot of that kind of like, Julie is, you know, only seeing her as a stepdaughter, blah blah blah. Okay, so during one of the podcasts, Lindsay, I think on her own podcast, Lindsay ends up saying that Savannah told her not to attend her parents' appeal hearing because people were saying from the footage that they didn't see her there, and she's like, yeah, I wasn't there, y'all, because she was privately asked not to attend and that there would be issues and that we would be asked to leave is what, you know, Savannah had apparently told Lindsay.
And I'm sorry, this is a court appearance. It's not like a wedding. So what are you talking about?
And who's going to kick you out? Be serious.
Like, isn't this a publicly open hearing?
Yes.
Who's kicking you out?
Exactly. And again, like I said, right, like we've always known that there are strained relationship with her and I believe his name is Kyle, the son, the older son as well, because his child, now they adopted, like Todd and Chris, Julie did. And like, so their grandchild is basically like, I think they took in, and now Savannah takes care of Chloe. Even though that's like the older son's, like, biological child. But you know, and like, I don't want to go, like, he's like actually have issues, so you know, that's not like a fun mess to talk about.
Like, shit happens sometimes. People need to step up and help their family
exactly out. So anyway, then Savannah ends up saying, I did tell her not to attend. I told her she wasn't wanted and that they didn't want her there, and that, you know, basically Todd doesn't want a relationship with her. And again, if you watch the show, I feel like this wasn't like, it checks out. They've never liked her. And that, you know, and like the whole storyline was them trying to work on their relationship when she was on, you know, recording.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So then, you know, and they're just like, listen, I'm just trying to do what my parents were trying to tell me to do. Cause Savannah's basically stepped in as like the matriarch of the family.
Okay.
And again, they've always feuded. Like, earlier this year, Savannah even talked about, like, listen, she believes that her sister was complicit in the parents' conviction. And she even said, like, all family isn't blood.
One, okay, isn't that the thing where, and I might be getting this wrong because this happened a while ago, but isn't this where they alleged that she had, like, slept with an undercover agent and, like, provided the info? Is that right?
Correct. Because apparently, her previous relationship was with an IRS agent, I believe. And that's like, punchline.
I'm dating an IRS agent. Let me just tell him about my parents' tax problem.
I'm telling you.
I love it. I love it so much. It's so it wasn't even an undercover agent. It was like, I'm dating the IRS. Wow. Yeah, what a betrayal. I believe.
And like, again, it could all be super fake and alleged, but I'm pretty sure they were dating as well. And I saw multiple reports about it. It's just, to me, I find this family to be instantly so funny. As soon as I met them, I was like, no, they're great. Because they're so ridiculous. Like, for rich people, why are y'all acting this way?
I need to go. I'm going to have to go back and watch old seasons of the show.
Oh, my God. I just find them to be so silly. Like, they're so Southern. And they want to be, you know, like, prim and proper. And have all this, like, you know, they give off new money vibes. Even though I don't think it's true. Like, I do think that they maybe have always had money. But they're so show-offy.
People talk about, like, oh, money talks, wealth whispers, but not everyone's like that. And especially with, like, I don't know, it's just not that cut and dry. There's always tacky people regardless of their tax bracket. Although I guess, like, if they didn't pay taxes, do they even have a tax bracket? That's the question.
Oh, wow. My God. So it's just crazy. Oh, and Todd Chrisley was also years ago, like 2019, was trying to sue an IRS agent because a tax official had a relationship with his estranged daughter that skewed the case against him. So, okay, so this is like known fully. I thought it was alleged because it's so ridiculous.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. I feel like if you are, you know, estranged from your extremely wealthy family, honestly, yeah, go find an IRS agent to date.
It's so funny. Yeah, and basically, and this is an article from 2019, filed a lawsuit that against the director of Georgia, the IRS, and special investigator, this guy, Joshua, whatever is he? According to Chrisley, he enticed his daughter, Lindsay, for the purpose of gathering information on him. And it worked. He further claims that this guy was after the fame and notoriety that would come with investigating this family, which I was like, I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe we'll never really know.
Yep. And then basically they may have tried to, you know, gain her trust or intimidate her, blah, blah, blah. And then there's like text messages between the two of them that he wanted to include as evidence.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then he asks for information about Todd and all this. So.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Yeah, and Allie did ask us to cover it, so here we are on Twitter a while ago. But listen, we didn't forget. We just be slow.
We had it sitting in our notes for so long, and it just didn't fit to talk about until now. So sorry for the delay, but listen, we always get to it.
Correct.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then I wanted to bring up Kirsten. I don't know if you know a lot about it, but it's been bothering me. So I needed to talk.
I have seen a little bit about it, but I haven't done like a deep dive into the all this Miss USA stuff. I would love to get a more comprehensive look at it.
Yeah, so same. I have been like so taken because if folks maybe don't know what's going on, a few weeks now, or yeah, I think it's been a few weeks.
I think so.
Yeah, anyway, Miss USA, you know, which has been around since the freaking 50s, no title holder has voluntarily stepped down. But last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago now, both Miss Teen USA and Miss USA have resigned their titles.
Yeah, and it's basically just like they're alleging, oh, it's a toxic work environment, yes, and that they don't like align with the values of the organization anymore. It's hard because there's not a lot of information out there because again, everyone has like crazy NDAs who's involved in this.
Oh,
like they aren't allowed to like speak so clearly about it. But I did see the Miss USA, her statement, if you put on your little Swiftie hat and
that's the Miss Teen one. Yeah. The Uma.
Is that
Uma
the Miss Teen one?
Oh wait, no, sorry. I'm back. Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's the first line of every sentence of their statement saying that they're resigning says, I am silenced.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, y'all. And what's crazy, I think why it's more crazy is like it's 3 months before their reign ends. They were Miss USA and Miss Teen USA 2023.
Yeah. For the last 9 months, they've already been doing all of this. So it's just like a little bit strange, which to me makes it like it's more about making a statement than anything else, or possibly things have gotten a lot worse recently than they had been before.
Yep. And folks are even saying that you know, there have been like, because like you said, ironclad NDAs, like folks have been trying to find, you know, loopholes so that they do give everyone the full picture, but currently it's just all they said, you know, on Instagram is like, you know, they were like top priority that they would choose a successor, blah, blah, blah. But they're not answering anything about toxic workplace situations, even though like so much stuff has been randomly leaked, I feel. And why would you quit 3 months before?
No, it's super weird. And I know it's not Miss USA, but all I can about is with Vanessa Williams and the Miss America when she had to resign because Penthouse published the nude photos of her without her consent. And it's like this pageant world, there's a lot of like a underbelly there of things not being good. Look at freaking like Trump's involvement with these
that's what I was gonna say.
Like it's everything is sketchy going on, and it's like I don't think a pageant is inherently bad, and I don't think there's anything wrong with people participating in pageants.
No.
But I think it's important to look at all this behind the scenes stuff, because honestly, the pageant girls are really vulnerable, and they are in a position where they're not incentivized to speak up when something shitty happens. And so it's really important that we're having this conversation now. I don't know how much is actually going to be done or how much things will change, but at least like with awareness, maybe change can come.
Yeah. And what's nuts is that then later on, the first resignation actually came from the social media director, Claudia Michelle, who stepped down on May 3rd. And she actually writes everything on Instagram. And she's like, you know, there's mistreatment in the workplace. And one of them, you know, of course, was unnamed, that the organization used the social media accounts behind her back, deleting negative comments, blocking critics. And then the allegation, you know, was further corroborated by someone who makes like YouTube videos and like is in the news about all this. And then she, the social media director Claudia also says that Srivastava, who is Miss Teen USA, and her family were treated with disrespect, and the way they speak about current title holders is unprofessional and inappropriate. I disavow workplace toxicity and bullying of any kind.
Oh, God.
And they all quit between a week of each other. So it has to all be related. You know what I mean? Allegedly.
I mean, yeah, it would be coincidences do happen, but it just seems like such a strange coincidence when you don't really hear about people involved with the Miss USA organization resigning their titles. So it's just like, a lot of us have a little like antenna up, and I don't know. I feel like the story is already fading, though. Like, I feel like it's not getting that much attention overall. Again, because I feel like a lot of people discount pageant women and pageant contestants. Yep. And they go, well, like, they're just, like, dumb. Like, they don't deserve 100%. To be treated like humans. Which, like, so stupid.
Ugh. It's just, it's so ridiculous. And interestingly, 1994 Miss Oregon USA commented on the current Miss USA's post. Well, sorry, the ex-US now. But her resign post, and said, like, talking about the president of Miss USA, Layla Rose, and says, Layla Rose leads by fear and has scared or threatened them into silence. So people that are part of, you know, this world have started to speak out.
Yeah, and that's good, because, like, those people, they don't have those long, like, the NDA is obviously expired for them at this point. So they can speak about what they experienced, and hopefully more awareness is coming. And hopefully some good, like, memoirs would be nice to get that firsthand information.
Yep. And we will read it.
And we will read it.
Oof. But yes, that is your Miss USA. Like, again, if y'all know more info, let us know. This is just, like, from what, you know, bits and pieces, you know, amid the NDAs, I think we can find out, basically.
It's super top level. We aren't really getting access, obviously, to more detail, but we would love to.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get into our last story?
Yes. Listen, this is not of a story more than it is just a rant.
Sasha's rant. We're back, baby.
Literally.
Go off clean.
I am so tired of this man. And I feel like because I clicked on 1 to 2 stories about none other than this kicker for Kansas City, Harrison Butker, I swear my, like, for you even on Twitter?
It is for you.
That's so funny. Yeah. I was like, my For You page, but does that count? Yes. Has become, like, women speaking about how their kids are becoming incels. And I just don't want to read it. Is that bad? Because I'm like, it's stressing me out. Like, why are people having sons anymore?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think they have a lot of say in it.
You know, but still, okay, fix it somehow. But anyway, like, I'm just pissed off because, like, because of this story, I feel like so much more incel shit has come out, like, mainstream wise, I mean, because we've been known. So anyway, what am I talking about? Of course, the NFL kicker. Yes. So there is some kicking in American football. His name is Harrison Butker.
And this is, you know, for all of the Glee fans, yes, this is what Kurt's role on the football team was.
Oh, my God. And yeah, so it's just, listen, he makes $4 million a year. Okay. Yeah.
Now, is that I feel like it's not very much for an NFL player.
If you live in Kansas.
Okay, fair enough.
I feel like it's enough.
I mean, it's enough, and listen, obviously.
This is a one-income house, Kirsten.
I mean,
oh, God.
Listen, this might be more of a do as he says, not as he does situation.
Listen, okay. But anyway, so, of course, Harrison Butker gives a college commencement speech where, you know, it's just – when I saw it, I said, I never heard this man speak before. That's crazy. Because I will say, he is good at his job. And he's like really superior at his job. Okay. That's the only reason I know him, because, you know, Kirsten, you and I co-own our fantasy football team. And like, yes. I was trying to get him because, listen, he's given the points that need to be given.
Well, listen, I just want to say before we get into it, I hope he never makes a field goal again. I hope he falls and breaks his ankle three minutes into the first game of the season.
Because guess what? Kansas will still be okay. That's the team.
They'll be fine. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, he did the commencement speech at a Catholic college in Kansas. And so he was like, perfect. It's a Catholic institution. I can say everything I want to say out loud.
And out loud he did, y'all, because he just goes off. And he first, he like, I feel like, talks about women a lot. And he's like, you know, I think it's you women who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. Some of you may or may not go to have, you know, successful careers. But I would venture to guess the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
What? And like, it's not. To criticize what he's saying is not saying that, oh, no one should want to be like married or have children or anything like that. But it's just such a, like, imagine, like, you're graduating college. You're probably 21, 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You've just spent all this time working hard to get a degree. And then you have to sit there while this man stands up and explains to you what you should be excited about in your life.
And here's the thing. Feminism equals choice. You can choose to have, you know, stay-at-home mom. Great. Who cares? The point is that shouldn't be your only option. You should have multiple options, and whatever that may mean for you and your situation is what you should pick. That's it. And the fact that these, like, quote-unquote loser alpha
like,
men.
How you say quote-unquote loser? It's like, no, the loser is straight. Yeah, it's like quote-unquote alpha.
Loser, alpha man, whatever. I hate them, and I hate that I have to think about them. Are like taking it to be like, oh, woman bad, you know, strong woman bad, men good. That's the vibe I'm getting. And it's like, are we really surprised? No, because like he's, you know, taking pictures with like, you know, super right-wing people. He's been like photographed with folks that have pointed guns at Black Lives Matter protesters, like whatever. He does a lot, which is, again, I don't give a shit. Like, he sucks. And the problem is he gets to talk about women's careers, you know, queer rights, abortion rights, all of the, you know, President Biden, all this stuff. But meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick kneels, don't say shit, and is not in the league anymore.
Yeah. It's just irritating. And I saw the first I had seen, not the first I'd seen about this, but one of the first like analyses of this I'd seen is it's like when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization, obviously like Travis Kelce, especially after he started dating Taylor Swift, is like extremely famous. And he is like, it's like for the white men in the NFL, one of the most vocally like left-wing people in the NFL. He's in vaccine ads. He was supportive of kneeling during the national anthem, like that kind of vibe. And so then by the team also lifting up this loser, it's like they're just totally both sidesing it to try and amass as much support and as much wealth as they can for their organization, right? Like, it's just one of those things where it goes back to everything that capitalism is evil.
Correct. And then guess what, y'all? This is the tea. And this is, again, this is not the Mess Magnets podcast. Like, someone, you know, that's deep entrenched in this work, like, I would like to hear their feedback on about all of this. But the biggest kicker, y'all, is that Harrison Butker's mom is a fucking physicist. She is a big deal. She's like led a bunch of stuff, and I don't understand. How do you have such a strong woman as your mom, and then this is what you? And I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying, like, this is crazy.
I mean, I have to assume, and obviously this is just my opinion, I have to assume, I also, his name is Butker, literally, like, what a butt. Like, so it's so fitting. And it's like, I'm sure that he started as like relatively normal, maybe had some right-wing beliefs, whatever. And then now that he's a public figure, I'm sure he is getting so much money from the far right and from evangelical Christians mm-hmm. because he's up there giving a commencement speech, talking about anti-trans ideology, abortion, right? Like all of the talking points of the evangelical Christians that are using religion to seize political power. And because it turns out that abortion has a lot more widespread support, as it turns out gay marriage has a lot more widespread support than the evangelical group believed, they've just moved on to trans people. And so he is literally parroting all these talking points, and it's like, what organization is paying him? I guarantee you he is getting paid so much money.
Oh, I'm sure. That shit. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, his mom is literally at Emory University Cancer Institute, and she serves as a physicist within a department of radiation oncology. Like, are y'all, huh?
I hope she smacks him, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. If any of y'all go to Emory, let me know if things are thinking at Emory about this, because it's so embarrassing. And I do want to know, like, if there is like a podcast or an article, let me know, y'all, where like, what does it equal where like a lot of strong women their sons are doing this? So it's just, it's an interesting phenomena. Like, I don't know what that means. It's just, that's scary.
It's really scary. Here's the thing. When you are literally at a Catholic college spewing a lot of things that honestly like are in alignment with what the Catholic Church preaches, maybe not 100% because they got like their cool Pope right now, whatever. When the nuns from the college you're speaking at are literally making a statement about how you're wrong, like the nuns think you're wrong. Like you've gone too far.
Exactly. And I definitely saw at least one TikTok of someone that was there, you know, and shared how they were just like so frustrated, and they tried to boo, but the girls were kind of staring at each other, but the other.
It's one of those things where you like don't feel safe, right? Like, I have specific memories of experiences when I was in university where you'd be in a classroom and the men in the classroom would be saying stuff where you're literally like, is this happening? Is this real life? And all the women in the class are just kind of looking at each other like, we're not safe right now.
Yeah. And it's not their job to boo, like to do anything. It should be the job of the university to like step in and be like, actually, absolutely not. Get out of here.
Like, hey, get off the stage. Let's like get what, like, cut off his mic. They have like the long cane and they like pull people off by the, they needed to do that.
Meanwhile, other universities are like not letting kids celebrate, like dance across the stage.
So stupid. Loser. Literally the dumb, oh, we won't give you your diploma if you do a little dance. I'm sorry, you worked your ass off for 4 or 5 years. You deserve to do a little dance if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. What do you have to lose, weirdo?
Like, and how much money have they paid to the university, to like their college or university? How much time have they spent? How much have they dedicated for them to be like, no,
that's exactly,
absolutely not.
It's just ridiculous. But anyway, I'm so tired of these losers, and I feel like I need to do more research because it's really bothering me that more than it should, I feel, but here we are. So yeah,
100%. What has been funny is a lot of the backlash with like the Kansas City Chiefs will post something and then all the comments are like, oh, am I allowed to watch? I can't see the TV from the kitchen. Oh, I have, my husband hasn't told me yet if I'm allowed to cheer for you. Because of course, with Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift, a lot of women have been brought into enjoying football and enjoying the NFL and specifically the Kansas City Chiefs than had previously. And the Chiefs have leaned into that because they want that broader fan base, because guess what? Women have money and they spend that money. So you want them to be a fan of your organization. And
it's so funny to me because, like, the demographic that Harrison Butker attracts is already in the NFL.
Yeah, like, they're there. You don't have to worry about them. I also think it's really funny people talking about, like, oh, and he used, like, a Taylor Swift quote in his speech. He literally said, familiarity breeds contempt, which, like, yeah, she uses that as a lyric, but Taylor Swift didn't come up with the concept of familiarity breeds contempt. Like, contempt. Can we, like,
that's a saying.
It's just a saying. It's simply just a saying. So stupid. But yeah, so people are mad, and I don't think the Chiefs themselves have said anything about this, but the NFL has been like, this is not our views, because NFL wants women, because again, women spend money.
Listen, if NFL actually cared, they wouldn't have people that literally tried to kill their wives. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, then, like, the whole organization falls apart if you start being concerned about CTE and all of that. So,
listen, do kickers get CTE? Because, Lord.
I mean, it seems like this guy has it, but I would have to assume it's because he's been, like, punched in the face a bunch for being such an asshole. I genuinely don't know.
I beg. Ugh, I just feel like I hope that the teams that play Kansas, like, you know, maybe get a roughing the kicker pass a little bit. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I just but think, the problem is again, I
Kansas, and I don't want that either.
I just think that Harrison Butker, maybe he trips. Maybe he breaks his ankle. Maybe he gets accosted. I don't know. I just, like, I hope he doesn't get to make $4 million a year playing football anymore.
Yep, that's it. Yes. Can't wait. But anyway, that's it. That's our rant over. Kirsten, let's get into Anonymous, please.
Yes, let's talk about Anonymous. So this week's Anonymous, we have some, like, bridal party bridesmaid drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So in this message,
I'm kidding.
I don't think so, but maybe no. So this is about 5-year-old Mess, which was about 2 years after our messenger had graduated from college. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're a sorority girly. So one of their sorority sisters was about to get married. So it could be you. I mean, I don't think it is, but it could be.
Okay. Now I'm stressed.
Now you're stressed. Mm-hmm. It's one of your friends.
5 years ago, I literally did my 5-year anniversary is next week. So that's funny.
So which means that they graduated 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So Okay. So the sorority sister A was getting married and asked our messenger to be a bridesmaid. There are 5 bridesmaids total.
Oh yeah.
And the bride's roommate was the maid of honor.
Okay.
So for our messenger, the maid of honor was always just a friend of a friend. Yeah. Like, she only saw the maid of honor because of the bride to be. They didn't really know her that well. They thought she was fine.
Okay.
The bride-to-be and her maid of honor did briefly have a friend breakup during their freshman year of college, which again was like 6 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But they solved it. They became best friends again. So at the time of the wedding, the bride-to-be, the maid of honor, and one of the other bridesmaids, who we're going to call Jay, all lived in Dallas. Another bridesmaid lived in Houston, who's Kay. Yeah. And then our messenger and another bridesmaid lived a couple of states away at the time. So they were not quite as hands-on as the others. See, could not be you because you would be hands-on.
Yeah, that's my problem. Even though I live another couple of states away.
You're like, let me take this over real quick. So they were starting the process of planning the bachelorette party, which A wanted to be in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a group chat to talk about all the things they wanted to do. Jay, who also lived in Dallas, was taking charge of the planning, which our messenger thought was a little bit weird since B is literally the maid of honor and also lives in Dallas. But Jay's an elementary school teacher, so she's very organized. Like, maybe that's why.
Okay, this is my friend. Like, I can't. I'm very confused.
You're like, wait, who is this fucking play about me?
Am I the drama?
Oh my God. Okay, so once it all got planned out and they had split the cost of everything amongst themselves, our messenger found out that B was not going to be contributing to the bachelorette party and everyone else was covering her part.
Oh my God.
So our messenger was not thrilled about it, but they did know that B had recently been fired from her job, did not have a new one yet. So no one pushed the issue because they're like,
usually
well,
the bride will end up like, you know, paying then, at least in my circle of friends, where the bride will be like, hey, totally understand. Don't worry. I got you.
Yeah. Anyways, all the girls covered her part. Okay, and so later, our messenger talks to A, who is, I believe, the bride-to-be, mm-hmm. and C, who's the other friend who lives out of state. Yes. And the bride-to-be says, oh, things are not good with their maid of honor.
Oh.
So the maid of honor and the bride-to-be were living together until the end of the lease,
yeah.
when A would move in with her fiancé. But B hasn't been paying her part of the rent for a few months. So the bride-to-be has been paying the full rent plus, like, paying for the wedding.
Oh, absolutely not.
So she's really frustrated because her maid of honor is not contributing to the apartment, is not actively looking for a job, and it's just, like, it's a bit dramatic. So our messenger is like, oh, man, getting into this bachelorette trip, I'm nervous about
drama. There's always some – oh, Lord. Yeah. Bachelorette trips is – okay, okay. Please no one invite me to your bachelorette. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
No, no more. Enough. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, I really feel this.
Yeah, you've done enough. I feel like you've planned like 100. Correct. You've been in the trenches. Like, your work is done.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I really feel you, messenger.
So it's a bachelorette weekend. Our messenger flies in and Ubers to the Airbnb on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. Everything on the Friday night goes super well. No problems.
Okay.
And so on Saturday, the plan was that they were going to take a party bus to, like, a bunch of wineries. Okay, so they don't have to worry about anyone driving or being the DD, whatever. The bride-to-be has only one stipulation for her bachelorette party, and that's no videos, because she is a lawyer now, and she doesn't want any videos that could affect her career getting out there.
Valid.
Which, like, totally fair. Mm-hmm. So they all agree to this, and they have a good time on the drive over. They have a good time at the winery. And on the ride back, they find out that B, the maid of honor, thought it'd be so funny to take a video of the bride-to-be drinking. Bad. Nothing, like, bad, but it was obvious that she was drunk, which, like, she didn't want. And the maid of honor's like, oh, I'm going to put it on social media. Huh?
Oh, my God.
No. So
are people – this is not a friend.
No, this is not your friend. So everyone is a little bit drunk at this point. Mm-hmm. There's all these past issues between the bride-to-be and her maid of honor, with the money and all of that. So the bride-to-be starts crying at this point, and they have to comfort her, which, like, is it a bachelorette if no one cries? So fair enough.
So real.
So they make it back to the Airbnb, and our messenger is like – is asked to talk to the maid of honor about this because our messenger is the only one who would maybe do it without cussing her out.
Oh, our messenger is a real one.
So
this is where they have to, like, hide, lock me in room.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm here to cuss them out. Yeah. It's happening. It would have already been done on the bus.
Correct. Oh, my God. Because let me not say too much. Yes, let's just say that.
So our messenger had to have this serious conversation with the maid of honor outside while drunk about how, like, she can't do this all, and how this weekend is about the bride-to-be. She needs to stop making everything about herself. The maid of honor goes, fine, and goes for a walk while our messenger goes inside to comfort the bride-to-be.
Jesus.
The rest of the weekend from there was, like, fine, but it had a bit of an awkward undertone, and they were kind of keeping the maid of honor and the bride to be separated from each other because it was clear to all of them that the friendship was kind of over, but the bride to be didn't want to kick the maid of honor while she was down and knew that the maid of honor couldn't afford to live anywhere else. So they stayed with the lease, and the maid of honor was still in the wedding.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So then the wedding weekend comes around. Yes. So our messenger hadn't heard any new news about the maid of honor in the period of time between the bachelorette and the wedding.
Yeah.
So everything was the same. Nothing was better, but it wasn't worse either.
Okay.
So we get to the rehearsal dinner. So they do the rehearsal for the wedding, and they're all going to hang out after that because the wedding's the next day, and it's just easier to all hang out. So the maid of honor is like, oh, we should all go bowling as a group for the night before the wedding.
Okay.
And everyone's like, okay, it's kind of weird, but, like, whatever, it could be fun.
Yeah.
So they talk to the bride and she said, sure, why not? Like, it's something dumb. We don't have to stress. Like, that's perfect. Like, yeah. We all decide on it after the rehearsal lunch. So they're going to go bowling.
Okay.
The maid of honor doesn't show up to bowling. And she's like, oh, I didn't want to do that. It was her idea. At this point, they're just like, whatever. Like, that's what we're doing now. We have a plan. Come if you want, but like, we don't.
Yep, that's how you have to treat these people. You can't. You cannot. Like,
especially it was her idea.
It don't even matter. Like, oh my God. I would just be like, this is what's happening. Either pull it up or shut up.
Exactly. So the next day, it's the wedding, obviously. They're all getting ready for the wedding, getting their makeup done. Maid of honor comes late again. But it's like no one cares anymore about her.
Yeah, a single F is given. Yep.
Yeah.
I had to step in for one of my friends, so I really understand this. And I had to tell that – thankfully, she wasn't the maid of honor. But, yeah, I remember being like, why are you even here? And then they were like, no, Sasha, you can't, like, say that. So I was like, okay, fine. I won't say anything more.
You're
like,
okay, let me walk it back. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, again, they're all ready. It's time for the ceremony. And so the bride had the lineup set up by height because it worked out. Where basically Jay, who is the elementary school teacher who planned the bachelorette and like had basically been acting as the maid of honor, would stand next to the bride and B would stand next to the messenger. And that's, wow. I feel like that's very slick to be like, oh yeah, we're going to actually do it by height to like avoid the drama of firing someone as your maid of honor.
Yeah. Yep. The amount of weddings I've been in, this is so real. Yeah.
So the ceremony was very pretty. It was an early afternoon wedding. Oh, they took pictures after the ceremony, before the reception. During the ceremony, the maid of honor, B, was just like sobbing during the wedding. Like, it didn't even seem like it was real tears. A messenger like elbowed her and was like, stop that. And a friend of our messenger was like halfway back in the seats and was like, oh yeah, we could all hear her crying.
Wow. Oh, so she's okay. Yep.
Yeah. And so she cried so hard, she had like tear stains down her cheeks from her makeup coming off. And it's like, I've never heard of wedding makeup that's not waterproof being done, because obviously people cry at weddings. But she was like literally weeping. Her makeup is ruined.
Wow.
And she asks the messenger, oh, hey, can you fix my makeup? And the messenger's like, I didn't bring any makeup. Like, our makeup was done for us. Like,
wow.
Go fix it or take the makeup off. Like, I don't have another solution for you because I don't have any makeup.
Wow.
So she goes to take off her makeup and she misses the pictures, which no one was mad about, because why would they want her in the pictures at this point?
Wow.
Yeah. So there's just a little bit left. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously then it's time for the reception. And as like very common wedding thing, the DJ is introducing like the wedding party as they come in. And the DJ introduced Jay, the elementary school teacher, as the maid of honor, since he thought that she was the maid of honor. And this pissed B, the like quote unquote actual maid of honor, off, where she goes over to the bride and makes the bride cry at her wedding reception.
Oh my God. So it's just the bride gotta have, you know, people running interference. That's
the key. And so at this point, the wedding planner kicks her out and says, you can't be here anymore. You're being a bitch. Like, get out.
Shout out, wedding planner.
Yeah. Shout out to the wedding planner. And so the husband was able to comfort the bride and they all had a great time at the reception. After that weekend, the bride and the maid of honor are no longer friends. And generally, the bride has gotten a lot better about cutting people off before it gets to the point of this drama and craziness. Our messenger says that this wedding was actually the first time they were a bridesmaid. And obviously, like, they're sorority girly. They've been in more weddings since, you know, Sasha. But they say this one was still the most stressful one they've ever been a part of because of all this drama.
No, it's ridiculous. Like, I feel really bad for everyone. Because here, it really seems like everyone else is chill. And it's just this friend of a friend that has, you know, showed up into the situation and is causing all this drama for no reason, which is so unfortunate. Ugh. I hate that. I definitely, like, one of these weddings that I've been a part of, there was this person where I was like, I didn't say it because it's not my place. But I remember being like, but y'all ain't even friends. Like, why is this person here causing all this drama and making you, you know, feel bad when, like, they should just be lucky they're invited because they're part of, the, you know, whatever, the friend group.
Yeah, it's always complicated, but I personally love hearing wedding mess.
No, it's truly the best. And I'm just glad my, you know, situations and my friends are the only crazy people. That's all I mean.
Yeah, see, it happens to everyone. And honestly, if this story brought up some memories of, like, wedding party or just wedding drama, please send it our way. We live for that. We live for it.
No, they're so fun.
So good. But that's it. If people have more mess, please send it in tinyurl.com/messmagnets.
Please, okay? Help us out.
We are running low. We are, like, I feel like we're getting, like, one and then we use one. So we're not, I like to have a reserve. It makes me feel more comfortable. So
it helps us out. Come on. You know you want to help us.
We help y'all out. You can help us out. That's all that matters.
Listen, maybe there was some Chicago mess I didn't know about. So share it.
Ooh, please. I literally beg. Mm-hmm. I beg for that. But yeah, Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And of course, I am talking Below Deck Below Deck Regular. Oh my God, Med is coming in a few weeks. Below Deck Proper with Chappelle over on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed or on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. And I'm also talking Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, also with Chappelle on Recap Kickback on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. So check that out. And a few new things coming up for me next week-ish. So keep an eye out for that. What about you, Kirsten?
Yes. So I was back on the 90 Day Fiancé wrap-up again this week to break up the last two episodes, which means I have done the last three episodes in a row, which is so fun. I love joining Puya. He totally forgot it was me too. I was like on the pod and I was like, oh, is this a three-peat? And he was like, wait, were you on the last one? And I was like,
I'm actually gone.
So it was really fun to break down. So you can go check that out as well as follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What.
Woohoo. Thank you everyone for listening. That's all for us this week. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.